We are green. We are live.
Boogity boogity. So Ty Dillon's spotter was fired after this weekend's incident at Las Vegas. What are your thoughts on that? That whole incident? I guess that kind of like takes away any doubt about what actually happened.
It's interesting. I didn't really look too much into it. Well, I know that Ty Dillon didn't. I didn't wave his hand out the window because he was under the impression that his spotter was communicating. Obviously, his spotter didn't, and I guess
That's what
Colic felt
happened.
that that was an unacceptable answer.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, everyone's question when it first happened was what happened? Who's at fault? Who messed up? Did Byron, did Ty Dillon's spotter not communicate? Did Byron's spotter not tell Byron? But I guess now that Ty Dillon's spotter was fired, that
Oh, you muted yourself.
what did you hear?
Now that Ty Dillon's spotter has been fired.
That eliminates any doubt of what actually happened.
Yeah, and I've seen people online that are even still, they're like, well, even regardless, Ty Dillon still should have had his hand out the window.
Right,
And I
100%.
don't totally
But
disagree.
he was so far away that I don't think Byron would have even been able to see it.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
tricky. Like I saw one person that was like, "Well, he should have had his hand at the window. It's common driver etiquette or whatever." And somebody else was like, "Well, when was Byron even running the bottom anyway?" It's like, because pit cycle ended 30 laps ago. Like, sorry, he's running his race.
Like it, the bottom was a viable line. What do
Yeah,
you expect?
and then they were like, well, how does Byron not see a car that's going that slow? Like, he wasn't going that slow until all of a sudden he was. And it's not like you can just, like, and I kind of looked at it too. I was like, okay, if I were behind the wheel of the 24 car and I saw that happen, what would I do? Because, I mean, me being a stupid, I don't drive a race car. I probably would have been like, oh, sh turn right. Right. But if you turn right, you're going to eat a wall and you're going to be like, like Ryan Blaney in Daytona.
Any sort of correction at that speed, you're gonna either spin out or wreck or lose so much time.
Yeah,
And
I don't think there's any way that William Byron gets out of that unscathed.
right, he was already committed to the line. And at that point, went at a track like Vegas, like you're committed.
Yeah, and that's corner exit too. Like you're throttle in to get a good run on the straightaway. It's not like corner entry where you can kind of back it up a little bit more and still get a good run off. Like you can make the argument that if William Byron somehow does make it out of turn four without wrecking, like now his whole front straightaway is ruined because he has no speed because he had to slow down for a pitting car.
Yeah, I mean it's a lose-lose situation. Like
Yeah, for
Byron was
sure.
like rightfully pissed off. Like that was honestly, Byron doesn't have like a big personality, but that was like the most emotion he's
Yeah.
shown. I
And
felt
I
bad for Ty
texted
Dillon, and
you.
that clearly got hurt.
Yeah. I texted you not long after the wreck, and I was like, excuse me, I said playoffs are going to be under major scrutiny if Byron gets eliminated because of his wreck with Ty Dillon. But William Byron now is minus 15 to the cut.
I that's that easily he can make that up with a good run.
Yeah, but it's Talladega. Like Talladega's next. He could very easily be in a must-win situation come Martinsville. And I think anyone in the field other than Denny Hamlin has to assume that Martinsville, unless you're Larson. Larson's plus 35 to the cut. He's got almost a full race on the cut line. I think
I
Larson is
think he's
probably fine.
Which is funny because I'm pretty sure you didn't have him advancing.
No, I didn't.
I don't know who I did.
I'm
I'll
pretty
have to
sure
check
you're
later.
right. But no, like I think anyone that's under the cut line, you have to assume that Martinsville's a must win.
But that the entire leaderboard could get flipped
Oh
this weekend.
yeah, absolutely. But anytime you're at a plate track, you have to assume that you're going to come out of it on a rinker. because and then you're because okay, Byron's minus 15, Elliott's minus 23, Logano's minus 24, Blaney's minus 31. Like,
If but
if they have mediocre runs, or at least like if everybody kind of runs the same, if all of the top eight finish in the top eight, then there's really no change in position. Or if they all run around each other the whole race, then, you know, Martinsville's basically a must win. If any of the four that are under the cut line finish way behind the other seven, Martinsville then is a must win, or at least pretty close to
Yeah.
it. Like if you're Blaney and you don't win Talladega, I mean, let's be real, Blaney has a good track record at Talladega. I'm probably gonna put him in my fantasy at the very least, maybe even do him as my pick later. But I think for Blaney, he has to win one of the next two races. And I think that's just the nature of the next two tracks.
Yeah. I mean, I would not be shocked if Blaney gets a bunch of stage points.
Yeah.
He usually does. All the Penske cars do.
Yeah,
But
for
also, I
sure.
wouldn't be surprised if Byron runs up there, because I feel like where you're running on a super speedway is partially based on qualifying and partially based on just where your team is.
Right.
Like, there's no, it's not a coincidence that the three Penske cars are usually 1, 2, 3 controlling an entire lane.
The RFK is right behind
They
him.
don't, exactly, they don't just trip and fall and end up in that position. It happens
Yeah.
on a lot of super speedways at, like, they're gonna move if Cindric is with them, and Cindric's a very good plate racer. They're gonna, he might sit in P3. And
Blaney
let
is the
that,
only current Penske driver to have not won the Daytona 500.
yeah, but he has multiple plate track wins.
Yeah.
I think I know
He
he
does.
definitely won.
He's won like four of the last six Talladega races or something. Or
Yeah,
three of the last
that's
six or
what I
something.
thought.
Because I know he had like
So
three photo finishes in a row.
that's right.
But Blaney, I don't know, or not Blaney, Logano. I know Logano won the 2015 500. I don't know if he's won Talladega before or the summer Daytona race.
Definitely worth checking, but
Yeah.
I am not confident in Briscoe staying above the cut line with Byron behind him.
Yeah.
I think Briscoe is an average at best plate racer.
Now that
And
then
then
that
when it
brings up
comes to,
Martinsville.
but then when you come to Martinsville, I don't, I mean, look at, what was it last year when Byron had a terrible car and he hung on and made the final four?
Think
Was that
so,
2 years
yeah.
ago?
That was last year because I was at that race.
That was, I mean, I don't think they'll do that again. I think they're going to bring a very good car, and I can't say the
Yeah.
same for Joe Gibbs.
So you're
I have a
saying
lot
that
more
if
faith in
Briscoe is
Hendrick
below
bringing a
the
good
cut
car.
line after Talladega, that's where he's going to finish.
No, I'm saying, I think no matter what happens at Talladega, barring an insane point spread, Byron's gonna pass him.
That Briscoe's going to be out.
Yeah. I
Gotcha.
just, he's been running out of his mind. He's, they're
Byron?
bringing like crack. No, Briscoe. They're putting crack in the engines every single week. But at the end of the day, it's current Joe Gibbs against current Hendrick and
Right.
current 100-rated overall William Byron.
God. I thought that was really funny. He got some rating overall and then
I
goofed
don't
out.
understand. Like
Granted,
it's
it
like
was
they
not
made
his
a,
fault.
I mean, I'm gonna go into this after we finished like the playoff talk, but because I do have some stuff to talk about with the new NASCAR game. But yeah,
Yeah, I don't really
I.
understand the Hunter rating either because he doesn't have 100 on a single like track type, but it's whatever.
Yeah, but where I was going with that, and I'll end it with, I don't think it's mathematically a 15-point difference, right? Or I don't think it, they're going to race like it. I think Byron's going to make up some points, and then I don't know,
So
I just don't think it's.
Chase Elliott's also below the cut line. He's minus 23 and Bell's plus 20. Do you think both Bell and Briscoe get out? Or do you think Briscoe's out but Bell stays in?
Yeah, I think Bell's gonna stay.
You think Bell's gonna
Unless he
stay?
wrecks out early at Talladega.
Yeah. Well, he's got a
Also,
pretty good
Bell's
track
not
record
known
at
for his
Martinsville,
blade
doesn't
tracks
he?
either. What?
Bell's got a pretty good track record at Martinsville, doesn't he?
Yeah, I he's someone I'm more confident in to advance at the moment.
Yeah.
You look at, I mean, Hamlin, I feel like is pretty safe. Larson's pretty safe. I feel like the last spot is the only one that you could really debate. And out of the
Hamlin.
five drivers fighting for it, I think Byron
Hamlin
is the
is
best.
locked in.
Yeah. That's what
Hamlin
I meant.
won. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is
Pain.
I don't think I have any proof of this, but I think let me look at the schedule because it was a while ago. It was in, I believe it was in our group chat. I think I called. Something happened to Denny Hamlin a few weeks ago. And I can't remember what race, and I can't remember what happened to him. But something happened. And I was like, well, Denny Hamlin, 2025 champion. Like, calling it now. I want to say it was like after Bristol or something. I think he had like some bad luck. And I was like, you know what? This is going to be Denny Hamlin's year just because of this thing that happened to him or something. So now he's locked in. And I'm feeling a little better about calling that. It just, and I know I'm not the only one because I've seen it on the internet, but. It's starting to feel like it may be the time.
Do you know who also says that a lot?
Cowboys fans.
Cowboys fans. I just, the track record speaks for itself. There, you'll, I am going to be shocked. Denny Hamlin. Okay, so I've, the point I bring up against the playoff system is that someone could lead every single lap of every single race, except for the last lap at Phoenix. They could lead from the moment the first green flag drops at Daytona to the moment the white flag is waved at Phoenix. They could lead all of it, and they could lose the championship because they finished second on the final lap of the season, mathematically. And realistically, if you're leading every single lap, there's no reason you're not lapping the field 12 times at Phoenix. Let's be real. But I digress. And Denny Hamlin can do that. And if he finishes that final lap in first place, I will still be surprised that he wins the championship. There's nothing he could do to make me feel confident in the fact that he's going to win a championship. And I think I speak for a lot of people because he's been there so many times. And I, so NASCAR, I think it was NASCAR on NBC, they posted something like, here's every driver who's ever, every current driver who's made the final four and what years they did it. So you could see how many final fours they've made.
I
He
love
made a
when they
lot of
post
them.
that grid.
Yeah. I could probably try to find it if you keep the audience entertained, but actually, I could multitask.
So my opinion comes from, I think it has a bit to do with his father. I don't know the health status of his father. I don't know. All I know is that he was like struggling as far as his health. And so that's kind of why he dedicated the win to him. But if you notice in Las Vegas, at least to me, it didn't sound like he was getting the boos that he normally does. And it seemed like everybody kind of knew that it was for his dad. And everyone knew that it was his 60th win, so there's, you know, NASCAR took that stat from me. But I don't know, it a lot of people I saw were like, I'm not even, I can't even be mad at the guy, like just respect to him, like he earned it. It's a good milestone to hit. It obviously meant a lot to him, and I wouldn't even be mad if he does win the championship this year. And a lot of people were like, I'm even rooting for him to win the championship at this point. So that's where I
I'm
get
not
the.
rooting for him to win the championship, but it when all is said and done and he's retired and gone from the sport, not dead, it would be cool for his own legacy. He needs a championship. And it's not one of those things I'm gonna be pissed about 10 years from now that he won. Unless he like dumps Byron to win, right? Because I'm a Byron guy. Or one of my other, like whoever else I'm rooting for, if he wins in a dirty way, then obviously I'll be pissed.
Well, and I think
But
Denny Hamlin, his legacy is secure either way. And the reason I say this is because currently, because Denny Hamlin still drives, Mark Martin is the greatest driver to ever win a championship. And if Denny
yes.
Hamlin retires without a championship, I think it'll be like clear in a
Close.
way. No, I think if Denny Hamlin retires without a championship, it'll easily be Denny Hamlin is the greatest driver without a championship because of what he was
So
able to do and how many times he's come so close and the eras of the sport. And there was and the Iceberg just posted a video the other day, watched on my work break about no one has had a run through generations of car like Denny Hamlin. A lot of guys were good in the Gen 4s and kind of fell off in the COTs, or they were good in the COTs and they kind of fell off in the Gen 6, or maybe they were good in the Gen 6, but they fell off in the next gen. Denny Hamlin has been consistently great across all of those. He had a 10% win rate in the COTs, which 10% is
That's kind of
insane in
insane.
NASCAR.
So I did not find the post yet, I found this.
Is it the tall? Yeah.
Yes, well, let me lower my, which I think
It's
is
fantastic.
hilarious.
Yeah, I love when they do that because it looks like they're going so slow.
Yeah, do you see the NFL running backs when they do that?
No.
No, I'll send it to you. But
I think my favorite to get a little
it'll.
off track here. I think my favorite type of like photography and videography is the what do they call it? I think they call it like point scale photography, where they basically make the stuff look like tiny cars because they angle it a certain way and focus it a certain way. You know, because they posted it a lot for the Roval, where it
I'll have to
looks
go
like they're
look.
just diecasts.
Oh.
Let's
That's
see
pretty
if I can
funny.
find that real quick. But that's like my favorite kind of just
Yeah.
imagery in general.
With Denny Hamlin, I think it always will be like a blemish on his resume that he was able to make however many Final Fours and never get it done.
Yeah.
Mark Martin's different because did he ever race with the playoffs?
No.
It's
Playoffs were
different.
until 2014.
He raced against Jimmie Johnson in his prime. He raced against Jeff Gordon in his prime, and he raced against Dale Earnhardt in his prime. It's like, do you want to know why Steph Curry isn't in the conversation about being the greatest driver of all time? Because he played with
Because he
LeBron
didn't.
James.
Yeah.
He was always the second best, and that when you do that, it's not against you. It's and the way the NASCAR point system works, that has that effect, that because the best driver throughout the season always wins. So when you had Jeff Gordon winning four championships, you had Jimmie Johnson winning seven, like being the second best driver in a non-playoff format is so much more credible than constantly finishing second in the playoffs, you know?
Think I would almost argue like the opposite because because of how much argument there's been against the playoffs, especially recently. Like look at Logano's win or Logano's championship last year.
Yes.
Logano has far and away in 2024, Logano has the worst average finish of all NASCAR champions by year. His average finish was like 18th. So I would argue that being second best in a playoff format is or in the playoff era is not necessarily a bad thing
I'm not
because
necessarily
you could just
comparing the two formats side by side, I'm comparing the drivers and how they did in those formats side by side, which I think is different because I always tap this and mute myself. If I'm trying to see how else I could put it.
Like with your example, you could lead every single lap from the green flag of Daytona to the white
Right.
flag of Phoenix and finish second. You're the second best driver in the playoff format because you didn't win the championship, but you're far and away like best driver of that year. But on the stat sheet, when you look at the championship results, you are second best.
So, would you say it's easier to win a championship with the playoff format?
Yes.
So that means Denny Hamlin, who has failed to win a championship after winning and making it into the Final Four however many years, that doesn't make him better than Mark Martin, who doesn't have a
Yeah, but
championship
if
after
it's
being
easier
second
for Denny
fiddle
Hamlin,
to
that means
three of
it's
the
easier
greatest
for everyone
drivers of all
else too.
time.
If it's easier for Hamlin, it's gonna be easier for everyone else too. And it also makes
Right.
it doesn't reward consistency. So it makes it
No.
easier but makes it harder at the same time. Like if you get wrecked out at the wrong time, sorry, thanks for playing. If you win at the right time, hey, you're in the running for a championship even though you have an average finish of 18th. It's
Right.
very easy to back into a championship, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's easier to win championship, if that makes sense. Because if you like, let's say this is the Winston Cup format, and you're doing great, you got an average finish of like sixth, and you wreck out at Martinsville, a cutoff race coming up, you're fine. Let's say you're in the playoffs here. You wreck out a mark. The points reset for this round, by the way. You only had stage points. Points reset. Let's say you're plus 15 to the cut line, and you wreck out at Martinsville. Thanks for playing. See you next year.
Yeah, but also I feel like my argument doesn't reflect both formats necessarily as much as it reflects both drivers and the format. Because if Mark Martin was, if Mark Martin raced against who he raced against with the playoff format for a lot of his career, he would probably have a few championships. Because he has however many wins, and then he gets to the Final Four with drivers such as Jeff Gordon, Jimmie Johnson, Dale Earnhardt. Throw in whoever else you want there. He would probably win some of those races at Phoenix, and he would have a couple of championships. That so I'm not saying it's not necessary. The no championships is more of a blemish on Hamlin than it is for Mark Martin, because there's no shame in running second to two of the greatest drivers of all time for your entire career. It's a blemish on Hamlin because for the past 10 years, he's been the, if not at times, he's been the best driver in the series. And he's consistently made the Final Four and has
You could
not gotten it
argue
done.
Jimmy Johnson or not Jimmy, Denny Hamlin's race against Jimmy Johnson for the first what 14 years of his career, and now he's what, in his 40s, so I guess you could probably argue that Denny Hamlin, I wouldn't say missed his chance because I still think he's doing well, but I think the age is playing a factor. Like, I
I
think
don't
if Denny
even
Hamlin
know if
would
I
have
would
started
say
his
that because he's
career
still
in
winning races.
2019, yeah. But I mean, Mark Martin was still running races at 60. Like, it's tough because I don't think Denny Hamlin is as good now as he was in like 2010. But I think if Denny Hamlin's career started 10 years later, he would probably have a championship.
He might.
Because, I mean, his rookie year was Jimmie Johnson's first career, first championship. It's 06. So he started his career as Jimmie Johnson was starting the dominating. And Denny Hamlin and Jimmie Johnson were both fighting for a championship in 2010. And Hamlin got caught up in I think he had a speeding penalty that sent him to the back, or just qualified poorly. But he was in the back, got caught up in somebody else's incident, wrecked out. Jimmy Johnson won the championship. You know, so I don't know. I would still argue, in my opinion, if Denny Hamlin doesn't win a championship before he retires, I would consider him the best driver to not win a championship. And I would also say that because it's hard to win races in this era, and he's got 60 wins, and I'm not sure how many Mark Martin has, but I'm about to find out.
Statistically, he is one of the best. He might have the most wins. I think he does. But the playoffs adds a certain level of clutch that drivers need. And Denny Hamlin clearly doesn't have it.
Right.
That wasn't relevant when Mark Martin was racing because you just
Mark
had to be
Martin has
good throughout the
40
whole season.
wins.
Right. I, and obviously 60 is a lot better than 40. But if Mark Martin got within one race of the championship every season and didn't perform in the last race to clinched the championship, that would be a huge talking point in his career.
I think something like that did happen. I want to say him and Jeff Gordon in 1994 when Gordon was
It
just on a
might have.
tear. Because I think Mark Martin won like 9 races that year, but Gordon won like 12.
So, do you remember the year of the Big Three? What was
Yeah.
that, 2019? 2018?
2018.
It was Busch,
Truex,
Truex, and
Harvick,
Harvick, and
and Bush. Yeah.
then Logano. And
Big three and
Logano won the
me.
championship.
Right.
So that was such a dominant season for the big three, for them not to win was, I mean, obviously exposed a little bit of the playoff system,
Right.
but that's not the debate we're having.
That's
That.
well, see, but that's why I would argue that it's not necessarily a blemish for Hamlin. I think it more exposes the issue with the playoff system than it does. I would say that it exposes more of an issue with the playoff system than it
If.
shows that Denny Hamlin isn't like a clutch performer. Because
I.
with
I'm going to
NASCAR's
see how
old points
many.
format, like in Mark Martin's day and age, you didn't have to be a clutch performer. Like, people make the argument now of like, oh, well, if we were in this points format, this wouldn't happen. Well, you can't say that because if we were in this points format, the drivers would race differently.
Anyway, so Hamlin has 4 appearances in the championship. 4. I thought he had a
Right.
little bit more than that. I don't know. It's a hard debate
Yeah.
because, like I said, Hamlin. Mark Martin raced against 3 of the best drivers of all time for his career. His career overlapped with the dominance of Dale Earnhardt, the dominance of Jeff Gordon, and the dominance of Jimmie Johnson. Denny Hamlin, his career started with the dominance of Jimmie Johnson and then him. No one else dominated like that.
I think you could throw in Kyle Busch in there and Harvick.
But Denny Hamlin was winning races alongside them.
Right, but it was also in an era of more equal machinery.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Mark Martin won a race in 2009, and he was like 50 something or 60 something. But when you're given good equipment, anyone can win. It's like you always say with Red Bull, you put Helen Keller in the number one Red Bull car and she can probably win a race.
I do say that. It honestly might be
Right.
my favorite quote I've ever said.
Best idea I've ever heard.
Yeah, you might as well try if she existed.
Which is
But
apparently up for debate.
yeah, no way she flew a plane. If How many championship four appearances would Denny Hamlin have to have and then lose for you to say this is no longer a playoff issue, it's a Denny Hamlin issue? Is there a
Well,
number? Is there a number?
I think it's this year or bust. Honestly.
You think?
Because I think Denny Hamlin now, he's signed through next year. I would not be at all surprised if he announces retirement after 2026. And I would also not be at all surprised if Denny Hamlin gets eliminated early in the playoffs next year or doesn't make the playoffs at all. It's one of those weird things where you have a random fall off when you sign what people hypothesized to be your last contract signing. So,
Keselowski.
like Keselowski, Truex signed his last contract extension and then just kind of fell off a cliff. Like he still won races, but it wasn't
Yeah.
2017 Truex.
Jimmie Johnson.
Right. Well, Jimmie Johnson, Pocono's 2017.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. So I think my prediction, way too early prediction, is Denny Hamlin doesn't make the playoffs next year. That or he gets eliminated before the round of eight. And so because of that, if Denny Hamlin doesn't win this year, then yeah.
I don't think Denny Hamlin's going to let his career go on too long.
No, absolutely not.
He's
That's
not
why I'm
that
saying I
kind
think
of
he hangs
person.
up after next year. I think he
You know,
goes
next
full
season.
owner mode for 23-11 because he's had so many, he's had what, like three cases now, if not more, of the team he drives for versus the team he owns and him having to make the decision.
Gibbs isn't going to be happy with it.
I think it's in his best interest to remove himself from that sort of scenario.
I
You know,
agree.
and go like full owner mode.
I
Maybe he
think
does
he'll
like
run.
Jimmy Johnson and races for himself a couple times in the year.
I don't know if he would do that. I don't know if I see it.
I don't think he would, but I think if
Maybe a
he does
500.
drive again, that's how he does. Like if he.
I don't. I can't see him doing another full-time season
No, absolutely
at
not.
23-11 once his career
No,
with
but
Gibbs is done.
what I'm saying is if he retires after 2026, the only way he gets back in a car is if it's to drive for 2311. But like let's say he puts himself in the 67 car like for five races in the year, like Jimmy Johnson. That's what I mean. I don't think he's going to go full time for himself. I don't think he goes full time past 2026. I'd be surprised if he does. I think 2026 will be his final year of competition, a full-time competition.
Mean, it's not getting younger, that's for sure.
Nolan. Once you're born, you start dying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want him to
I
die.
think
That's
that's a
sad.
Cake song.
I wouldn't know.
Right, you want to quickly go
What
into the
other?
stats? I don't have too much.
Sure.
Not too many funny numbers. Everyone knows it was Denny Hamlin's 60th win. If you didn't know that, geez, where have you been? Denny Hamlin won the pole. It was the number 11's 190th pole all time, which sits that number first by a lot. The 43, I want you to guess how many poles the 43 had. It's in the triple digits, but it's not 190.
Higher or lower
Lower than 190?
than
Ninety.
190?
Well,
It's
Denny
lower
Hamlin
than
or
what?
the 11 leads. So yeah, lower. Sorry, there's a flaw.
And you said the 11 has how many?
190.
164.
Nope.
Am I close? One 82.
Lower. You went the wrong way.
152.
Still lower.
120.
Ooh, you're close. It's 128. Yeah. Surprisingly, very few. So the number 11's 190th pole. The number 11's 240th win. I think I mentioned
Wow.
that last time Hamlin won. which was at Gateway. But now Denny Hamlin, the number 11, is at 240 wins. The Xfinity Series also raced at Las Vegas. The only
Yes, they
thing I
did.
have for that is Eric Almirola won. It was his 10th win of his career, and it was the number 19's 15th win all time. Which in the Xfinity Series, now because I'm curious. Tied with 29, tied for 29th with the number 34.
Wow.
That's funny. Take a guess at which number has won the most Xfinity Series races. We were just talking about them.
What number won the most Xfinity races?
Correct.
Mark Martin in whatever number.
Yes. Do you know what number he drove?
Wasn't the five. That was his Hendrick
No.
car when he ran. I don't
Yeah.
know.
He ran the same number through most of his career in both series, the Cup and Xfinity.
Which was?
The number 60.
Oh.
Well, okay, I say that. Never mind. I take that back
Ryan
because he did
Preece
race
outs
the
that
6
pole
a lot.
total by one.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's actually
What
all I've
could have
got for
been?
stats.
You remember
Oh, wait, there was
Martinsville?
one more. There was one more stat.
Okay.
It was the 333rd race all time at a mile and a half. I saw you say wow, but it was an audible watch.
So that would be, I'm gonna do math, but
Not including Atlanta, because Atlanta's 1.54 miles. So Kansas, Las Vegas, Homestead, Texas, Charlotte.
isn't Texas
Wow.
like a smidge shorter?
I don't believe so. Let me double check.
I think.
No, sir. Texas,
Oh,
1.5.
Texas. It's 2.41 kilometers. But that's a conversation for another time that we're not going to have now, because what is a kilometer?
I couldn't tell you. No clue what it is.
Get this out of here.
We are getting close to, this is a number I found interesting. Let me make sure I have my series right. Yeah, it was the 1,969th race on a Sunday, which means in the next 3 to 5 years, maybe more. The number of races that have been run on a Sunday will match the year that we're in. So, like for example, 2004, I believe. Might have been 2003. Yeah, 2003 had the 2003rd race, right? So the number of races matched the year. So in the next 3 to 5 years for the Cup Series, the number of races run on a Sunday will match whatever the year is. Because
Right.
right now we're at basically 1969.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Good year. We landed on the moon.
We
Mets won the World Series.
did they?
Yeah. 69 Mets, I think. That'd be pretty cool if I just pulled that out of thin air. Who
I actually
won?
don't remember who won the championship that year. I'm going to find out. My wheel knowledge is, that was David Pearson. Of course he was.
Oh my God, do
Who
you
in the
know who won the
hell,
Super Bowl?
Who?
Guess. Oh,
The
wait, hold on.
Steelers.
It is the team currently this season that has the worst chance of winning the Super Bowl.
Don't know anything about the NFL season this year. I know the Ravens are 1-4.
I think with one more loss, they'll be statistically eliminated from the playoffs already.
Is it the Panthers?
Nope.
The Buccaneers?
Nope.
The Packers?
The only winless team in every major sport right now.
I don't
Now
know
the Islanders just
who's.
won a game.
I don't know. Hang on. I don't know who's winless
Same
right now.
state.
Oh, it's the Jets. Holy.
Yep.
They're 0-6. Wow.
Do you know who won the college football championship?
In 1969?
Yep.
Oh God, I probably did like a year ago. I have no clue. Not, no, get out of here. Boo.
The Mets
Did you
won a
see
World
that?
Series.
You see the hat that I'm wearing?
No,
I
it's
turned it
backwards.
around because it was blocking my face. Leroy Yarborough won the 500. David Pearson won the championship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who won the ice cream truck derby at the Montclair 0.6 mile short track that Richard Petty got all of his wins at?
Wasn't that oh my God, I know it. That
Dick
was
Trickle.
it was Jimmy Richardson, wasn't it? Elite wheel knowledge. God, all my homies
Elite.
miss Jimmy Richardson.
It was oh no, what's his name? JD McDuffie,
Oh yeah, there you go.
who holds the record for most last place finishes in NASCAR.
Yeah. Yep. But he never turned down a party.
Yeah. Gone but never forgotten. Unfortunately, he died at Watkins Glen.
Think so.
I think he went up the carousel. Terrible crash.
Oh.
He went like under the guardrail, I think. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
Because he was the answer to a trivia question in NASCAR the game Inside Line that we always bring up. They had like the pre-race, like every loading screen had trivia questions. And it was like who holds the record for most last place finishes? And it was JD McDuffie. And I'm like 99% sure it might have been like most races without a win or something. But I think it's most last place finishes, and it was him. And then I looked him
It's
up, and then that's the first thing that came up was his crash. And
or it might
I'm
be
like, oh.
most races, least one lap down. Maybe.
What
Maybe not.
NASCAR record does?
Butterbean gonna be in a truck next year for calling. I don't know if you saw
Oh, the most starts without ever winning the race, 653.
Yeah, Butterbean's going to college next year. Gonna be in a truck. Gonna be in a Ram.
Nice. That is cool. I'm excited they're back.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to that. I'm ready to see. I mean, truthfully, I'm excited to see Dodge come back, and I'm really ready to see what Chevrolet brings for next year. Bob Hocker said, "Don't expect a Cadillac." So I'm
That would be cool.
wondering if they get out the Cruze or the Malibu, or they reboot the Monte Carlo. Apparently, I just learned this the other day because I saw one on the road. Apparently, Chevy still makes the Cavalier. And that was shocking to me because this lady that used to babysit me had a Chevy Cavalier. And it looks nothing like the old Chevy Cavalier, the new one. Jim Pullman is back at RCR. He will crew chief Kyle Busch. I don't know if that's next year or not.
I
Let me
need to
look at
correct some
that.
statistics that I shared.
Uh-oh.
So, You could probably guess who has the record for most last place finishes. He recently passed JD McDuffie.
I
He
don't know.
has a relative currently racing in the Cup Series.
Relative. How close of a relative? Or what is the relationship?
Son, I believe.
Son? Is it? It's not Cody Ware.
No.
Cody Ware hasn't raced enough. Did this person just finish last?
Not recently, but like
No.
kind of like within the last like 5 years.
That was his most recent last place finish. I'm trying to think who's made a lot of starts that has a dad. Was the dad also a driver?
I'm not that I know of. His last
Is it
race was the
Corey LaJoie?
2019, nope, Ford EcoBoost 400 at Homestead.
2019. Wow. This is his last race? Crap. God, I don't even remember who raced. I don't know. I'm blanking.
He made his last truck start in 2020 at Talladega.
2020 Talladega.
His relative has
23.
three initials.
Three initials. What do you mean, like MTJ kind of initials? Or like,
It's not a junior,
right.
but it's
So
three
it's like a
initials.
first, middle, last,
Kind
or
of
like
deal.
a kind of deal.
Yeah, I don't know what they call it, but they call them
I
three
think I'm getting
names.
more confused.
Ask me yes or no questions. You can get to the spot. I think you could. Let's play a game. Let's have some
So
fun.
his last race, his last cup race was 2019, 40 goes 400 at Homestead.
His child is currently racing.
His child currently races. Can I ask you an open-ended question? What team does the child race for?
You're gonna get it.
Oh, wait, the child is the one that passed JD McDuffie.
Nope.
Well,
The dad passed JD McDuffie.
the dad passed JD McDuffie.
So we're guessing the
The
who has
dad.
the record for most last place finishes.
Right.
My hint to you was that his son is currently racing in the Cup Series.
In the Cup Series.
Yes.
Is it David Gilliland?
Nope. Todd Gilliland has two initials.
Is it? Oh, you're right. So the son has three initials? Does YRB count? Is it Dave Blaney?
I would say he has a nickname at that point.
Yeah. I'm not
Everything
real
I'm
sure.
telling you is true, and you do not have to stretch your imagination.
I'm trying to stretch my brain. It's late. I gotta think. Who races in the Cup Series right now? Who
It's
has a
not like
dad that
it's
races in the
Eric
Cup
Jones's
Series?
dad, and his three initials are that Jones boy,
Well, yeah.
TJB. That's
Okay.
like it's
Is
three literal legal initials.
the dad is the one that passed JD McDuffie, correct?
Yes. If you get one, you'll get the other. If you get his child, you'll get him. It's that easy.
Has the child driven for multiple teams?
Not full time.
Can you give me one of the numbers that the child has raced for, raced under?
Let me check because he's full time for one team.
Is he full time now?
Yep.
Ooh.
Probably not next season.
Oh, is it no, that's not. It's not any of the Dillon boys. I was gonna say
Nope.
Ty Dillon.
You're gonna be so mad.
No, I know. Which is why I'm trying to think of it now, because he raced full time now, he hasn't
He
before.
raced
Did he
for
race
Chip
full time last
Ganassi in the
season?
Xfinity Series. Well, that was one of his Xfinity Series teams.
Did he race full time last season?
Yes.
Was it the same team that he's with now?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm determined to get this podcast episode. It's going to be so long because it's going to be. How well do I know my drivers?
Probably close to an hour at this point.
That's okay. I'm
You're
at
gonna be
my
so
timer's at
pissed.
50 minutes.
You're gonna be
I
so
know.
pissed.
I know. Let me get it. You said he drove for Ganassi in the Xfinity Series. The Sun did?
Among other teams.
Okay. The Sun did?
Yep.
How long ago was that Ganassi ride? What year?
2018.
2018. Ooh. I'm trying to
That
think
was
who
part time.
drove it. Right. Was that split between Chastain?
Oh, actually, you know what? His first full ride his in the Cup Series was 2020. And then he took a break. Didn't race Cup Series until 2024.
The Sun? Because you almost had me thinking Larson, but 2020 to 2024?
Yep.
It's not
Do you want
like
that?
Jeffrey
Do you want
got
the 2020 team?
in the Cup Series? Yeah, give it to me.
Front row.
2020 front row, that's like, oh, that's front row. I'm thinking furniture row. God. Michael McDowell's dad never drove. Michael McDowell wasn't in the 34 in 2020, was he? No, he was.
McDowell
He was.
started in a cart, I think. Or
Yeah,
some
but
open wheel
his
series.
dad wasn't in there. In
Yeah, I know.
2020, it was McDowell. 36 was Gilliland. 38 was, oh God, who was Matt Tift?
No.
Am I on it? Is it 38 like
No. It was probably the 38. I could check the number.
you check the number. God, who drove the 38 in 2020? Give me the NASCAR Heat 5 line. Opening roster. Crap. The dad has three initials. Then the son drove for furniture at front row in 2020. Took a break, came back in 2024, is full time now, was full time last year.
Do you want a? He went from cup to trucks.
Say, did he have success in trucks?
Yeah.
Did he win in trucks?
He has 13 truck wins.
Did he win in the trucks after leaving Cup in 2020?
Yep.
He did.
Seven poles in 2022.
Seven poles in 2022. I don't want to cheat and pull up my spreadsheet because then that would tell
Yeah.
me. So I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. My hands are here.
I feel like you're going about this kind of the wrong way. You should just go down the roster of current drivers number by number and figure it out.
No, because
Who.
it's cheesing it. I'm trying to use my big brain here. Because, like,
Big.
God, this is ridiculous.
You're gonna be so mad.
I know. Give me another hand. God.
I drove for Kyle Busch Motorsports.
Go for KBM. That
Yep.
was when he
Left
left.
cup.
So, the only person I can think of is freaking Noah Gregson.
His current teammate, we have both mentioned in this conversation.
Crap. What? Current teammate. So we've mentioned Blaney, so but it's not Logano or Cindric. We've mentioned the Dillon boys. It's not Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch's dad wasn't like that. Or I mean didn't drive. Kyle Busch also didn't race Ganassi in
Nope.
Xfinity in 2020. Or front the front row part is what's throwing me, which means he was a Ford driver and then switched to Toyota. Is he in a Toyota now?
Yeah.
He is in a Toyota now. So he came from KBM. Did he go straight from KBM to Cup?
Yeah. He drove had Xfinity starts, but I think he went No, 2023 was full season for JGR in Xfinity. 7 wins.
Okay, so it's not Ty Gibbs. It's not see, Brandon Jones, Semi Smith. Those are current.
Do you want another hint in relation to what we've talked about on the podcast? Do
Do what?
you want another hint in regards to what we've talked about on the podcast?
Sure.
I've mentioned his team owner like 7 times.
His current team owner, which is like probably Gibbs. So, God. So then, see at 23-11?
Nope.
No, because neither of
You're
them
getting
had.
there.
Add that something that oh, I'm sorry, lap and thing. Why do I keep doing this?
No wheel knowledge.
So not in GGR, not in 23. Who's also he's not legacy because John. Oh my God, it's Joe Nemechek.
Yep.
Jesus
You're
Christ,
so mad.
I am.
The moment you said legacy, you knew.
He drove for yeah in the 18 car in 2023 because I was sick of him winning. When did he drive for Chip Ganassi?
2018.
I don't remember that.
Oops.
Because he was, I know he was in trucks for forever. And then let's see, John Hamecheck in the
Don't know
front
if he was
row.
full time in Ganassi.
I can't imagine he was. I'm trying to think. Let's see. John Nemechek. Yeah, he was in the 38. I'm remembering it now. The Ganassi part threw me off so hard because I still don't remember that. And then, yeah, front row, like, downsized. He got sent back to trucks. Went from Nemco to the KBM, then to Gibbs, and now to Legacy. God. Three initials, of course, JHN. I forgot Legacy existed.
Do you want another fun fact?
Yeah, I do, now that we've come this far.
Michael McDowell is tied for the Cup Series record of most lucky dogs in one race.
Yeah, I remember when that happened.
6 free passes in one event.
That came. Ooh. That came
We're not
early
guessing
this
again,
year.
Atlanta.
Was going to get it because I
I didn't want to take the chance.
used that stat as part of my like quote unquote audition for my application to the Spartan Burgers. And I applied to be the PA guy. So they're like, tell me some like obscure fact or something. And I was like, all right, cool. Here's this. Michael McDowell just tied the record for most lucky dogs in a race. And they're like, okay, now make it sound interesting. And I was like, ladies and gentlemen, or whatever. I don't know.
Now make it sound interesting. Bro, I can't.
Yeah,
How?
it's really dumb.
You're somebody who ran 23rd all race.
Yeah, right. Oh, all right. Should we get into next week's predictions? Or this week's
I kind of
predictions, I
want to
guess.
try to guess a driver now.
Yeah,
That
I know,
seemed
right?
fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I really want to try
Maybe
this
we'll do
again.
like we'll do one a week and I'll go next.
We got to do for the off season, we got to do like a guest head driver segment.
We'll do games on like the socials.
Yeah, wheel knowledge.
Welcome to the prediction segment where everything's made up and points don't make sense. Or points are made up and nothing makes sense.
Oh yeah, Jim
Or I make
Pullman
the points up.
signed to next year. That's what I was looking at. Jim Pullman signed for Kyle Busch next year as crew chief. Starting with results from Las Vegas.
If anyone was interested, the points are currently 8 3/4. To 7 1/4, me leading.
By a point and a half.
Yep, something like that.
Something like that.
All
All
right.
right. I'm ready whenever you are.
So race win picks. Obviously, Denny Hamlin won. You had
Yep.
Christopher Bell.
P3.
I had Joey Logano.
P6.
P6. Have I given half points for wins?
I don't
Oh,
know.
I've given myself a negative one.
I think because that was because your pick finished like 23rd or something.
You get half a point. I get no points.
Okay.
Good weekend. You had Tyler Reddick.
P5.
I had Chase Elliott. I'll give you one there.
P18.
Nope. Bad weekend. You had William Byron.
I did, and I was so like happy just for this when he wrecked.
I'll give you 2 points.
P36. Third
Do
to
you know who I
last.
had?
Who did you have? Denny
Denny
Hamlin?
Hamlin. That's a minus one. Dark horse pick, you had Daniel Suarez.
I did. He finished. Ooh, 20th.
Yeah.
No. No
I
points.
had Carson Hocevar.
You had Carson Hocevar. He finished 32nd.
Nope.
The first
So I
car to not finish the race.
got a birdie, minus one.
Yeah. So what are we at now?
So I was at 8 3/4, so I'm at 7 3/4. And you are plus 3.5, meaning you're at 10 3/4. For the
Let's
first time all
go.
season, you have taken the lead.
Let's go.
I would be careful with how you celebrate. I make up the points.
Can't deny when I do good.
No, you did great.
When I picked William Byron and he wrecked out, I was like, no! But wait, yes, the broadcast.
Right.
All right. Oh.
It's time
It is Talladega.
to make our predictions for Talladega.
Oh God, we might as well not make any. Go ahead and put down zero across the board for both of us.
Race
Actually,
winner, do you have a
you
pick?
know what? I'm gonna look at the entry list for this.
Joe Nemechek, bad weekend.
Yeah. Because I think one of the people that I live with is going to find my picks really funny if he's racing. Please tell me he is. I don't think he is. Ooh, I forget he's racing. Dang it.
Who?
Okay. All right. Anyways, your winner pick for Talladega.
I really want to pick Ryan Blaney.
Right. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
So I'm gonna pick him first, so that you have to pick someone else.
I feel like we can beat the same guy, can't we?
I'm gonna pick Blaney all four times,
That way you at
so
least get
that
1 point.
I get some point.
Yeah. Don't know that you could
I feel
pick
like
him
it's
for Dark
silly because
Horse,
you could just
though.
copy my picks and then we gain no ground.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that. The only time that I would copy you is by picking Blaney to win Talladega.
Then I'm gonna pick someone else. So you want to pick Blaney?
I think so. You know what? I'll go ahead and do my winner pick first. Because I do like Blaney, but.
I wrote it down already, so you're gonna have to make me cross it out if you pick someone else.
Do I pick Byron? No, I'm kidding.
I was
Yeah,
thinking
you
about
know
it
what?
actually. You want to go Blaney?
I'll stick with Blaney.
I Do you know what this feels like?
What does it feel like?
Do you know who this weekend feels like for a win?
Who's that?
Chase Elliott.
Yeah, think
I feel
so.
like it's in the cards. I feel like I would not be surprised if he won.
Okay, I like that pick.
I It just seems like a Chase Elliott kind of weekend.
Yeah, well, and that's what I mean earlier is it just seems like a Denny Hamlin kind of championship. It's in the cards.
Yeah, but like we've had Denny Chase Elliott wins before. So you know the feelings in the air, you know? We don't know what it feels like
Right.
for a Denny Hamlin championship. Like
We could.
that feeling could easily be just like the runs rather than a Denny Hamlin championship. Like you, we don't know what it
Yeah.
feels like. Could just be like the Taco Bell you had last night.
Oh God, I wish I had
Good
Taco
weekend.
Bell. Good weekend. You know what? You know what? This might sound crazy, but it also doesn't sound crazy at all. Give me Ricky Stenhouse. Good weekend.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. or RSJ. Let's hope we remember what that means.
Think there's only one of
Good
those in the
weekend.
field.
I think Logano.
Logano. Logang.
I think
I'm
Logano
so
makes up.
sorry.
Actually, you know what? No. I think Byron makes up some points.
Yeah.
Yep. Bad
Oh
weekend.
my gosh. I have something funny to show you later. Or not
I
even
know who my
show
dark
you.
horse pick is.
Bad weekend. Now would be really convenient to pick Blaney.
He is your win pick.
I know.
So
So it
you
wouldn't make
could get
sense.
it right.
I could pick Larson, but Larson bad weekend at like any plate track is just like a par for the course. You
Do
know
you want
what?
points or do you want to
You know
shock
what?
the system?
Give me Chris Buescher bad weekend. RFK is good at play track, so anything less than like 10th, I feel like is a bad weekend for them, relatively.
Yeah. Bad weekend. It would be heartbreaking if Chase
True.
Briscoe had a bad weekend.
Sure.
When was the last time you were happy this time of season?
What? Say that again?
When was the last time you were happy at this point in a NASCAR season?
I'm not sure.
Right? Because you have to think about it because you haven't been. So
Yeah,
sadness
because
is about to happen.
it's
And
how
I
they
think
again.
that sadness is Chase Briscoe.
All right. Sure.
You know what I mean. Don't act confused.
No, I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
The last time I was this happy was probably Blaney winning into the Final Four. And winning the championship.
I've got like three people, maybe four, maybe five. No, maybe
I know who
four.
my dark horse pick is.
Who's your dark horse?
Priest.
Priest? Okay.
He's getting his Talladega
I'm
redemption.
between. Do you want to know who my four people are that I'm between? Austin Hill, Cole Custer, Cody Ware, Anthony Alfredo.
Those would be dark horse picks.
They
But just
would.
remember that the dark horse pick means that they finish well relative to the field, not relative to where they've usually run.
No, I know, but all four of them, especially I think Ware and Alfredo, have a decent shot. And Hill. I don't know. Hill's
Hill
had
would not
history of,
surprise me.
yeah. Well, history Hill. Oh my God. Hill has had a history of running plate tracks in the RCR 33 and like wrecking out. So you know what?
He's
Just
also
for
kind of
that,
a late track merchant in the Xfinity series.
right, which is why he gets cup starts at plate tracks now. But he's only ever like wrecked out of them, which is why I'm gonna pick him. I think this time he doesn't wreck out, he finishes like eighth or something.
Hill?
Yeah, Austin Hill.
You know what? I am looking over my picks and I feel like for good weekend for Talladega, it's not relative
Finishing the
to
race.
it's relative to the field as well, you
It's
know.
definitely circumstantial because it's Talladega.
But also good weekend isn't necessarily just finishing, it's stage points and all that.
Yeah.
Like if
I mean,
Byron finishes 13th but he makes up ground on the cut line, I think that's a good weekend. And I think all of that is relative to our picks currently, especially for Talladega.
it's relative to the field. Based on the track, and it's also relative to the driver based on the track. Because, like,
Right.
Larson, Good Weekend, Daytona would be top 15, I would argue, because he can't finish one of those to save his life.
Right.
But
It's
Larson
all
anywhere
relative.
else, yeah, Larson anywhere else, top 15 or like
And
15th is a bad
if
weekend.
you're in 15th, you would get no points. But that's why everything's made up and nothing makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's all relative.
Well, it makes sense. It just doesn't matter.
Points are made up and nothing makes sense.
Yeah.
Points are in. Read it. Memorize it.
Did we call
This
now?
page will have me winning the championship. This page
I want to do
is.
something fun. I want to do something fun.
Okay, do something
This is
fun.
completely.
Close off the episode with something fun.
We're gonna do fantasy.
We have to do fantasy. We didn't do that. And do we really? I'm just gonna pick random people. Actually, no, I'm gonna pick
Well
some
then, okay.
people.
All right, let's quickly do fantasy because the matchups are interesting. Because I wanted to tell you, I pick. So tell me to entertain this. I want you to entertain me here for a second. Tell me my winner pick and your winner pick.
Are they in a matchup?
Maybe.
Yours was Blaney, mine was Chase Elliott.
It is the first matchup.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney. I'm gonna pick Blaney
I
because I have to. The second matchup is Chastain and Bubba.
Bubba. He's a
I'm
very
also
good
going
play
Bubba.
racer.
Next up is Logano and Briscoe.
Logano.
I like that, but I think I'm actually gonna go Briscoe on this.
I just
And then
think he's not. I think he's gonna have a heartbreaking first stage.
Larson and Bell.
Larson.
I'm also going Larson on
Larson
that one.
finished his last couple of play tracks, I believe.
So hot pick Ryan Blaney. He's plus 900. He's won 3 of the last 12 Talladega races. So a lot smaller race than I thought. But three of the
Avoid
last
Joey
12 at
Logano.
Talladega is pretty good. He's finished top 2 in 3 of the last 6 Talladega races, and he's won the last drafting race at Daytona. Why not just hit the last race at Daytona? Whatever. Or I guess the last drafting race, and it was at Daytona. I'm gonna pick William Byron. He's plus 1,000 to win. He's won the Daytona 500 the past 2 years. We know this. He's finished top 10 in the last 5 Talladega races, third in the last 2. He's
Can I
got
point out something
10.
interesting?
Can you do what?
Point out something interesting in the betting odds
Sure.
on the NASCAR website. William Byron plus 1,000. Joey Logano plus 1,000. Hot pick William Byron. Avoid Joey Logano.
Yeah,
Isn't that
I just
interesting?
saw that. Yeah.
I disagree. Joey Logano's going to get stage points. Maybe. And I feel like you would rather take someone who might finish the race. Over, no, you want to take someone who is almost guaranteed stage points with the Penske cars always are over
Well,
someone
yeah,
who.
it's for fantasy, and the fantasy is determined by the wins or by the finishing order, not the
You get
stages.
stage points as well.
Yeah, but if you get 20 stage points and finish 30th, it's different than no stage points and finishing 5th.
Right.
So I would not want the former. Byron's got 10 top 10s in the last 10 top 10s in the last 15 drafting races and 3 wins. You said this, avoid Logano plus 1,000. He's got 7 finishes of 19th or worse in the next gen era at Talladega. 2 of them have been at DNFs. He's finished outside the top 10 in 11 of the last 12 drafting track races. 5 of those races were DNFs. And he only has 1 top 10 in the last 12 Talladega races dating to October 2019.
Wow.
Pretty sure in that span he flipped. Avoid Tyler Reddick. He's plus 2,000 to win. Finished 14th or worse in 7 of the last 8 races at Talladega. He's finished 20th or worse, 20th or worse in 59% of his drafting track races.
Wow.
And then a sleeper pick, Brad Keselowski. He's got 6
I'm
Talladega
clearly going
wins.
to say
He's
his name.
finished runner up in both 2024 Talladega races, and he finished top 5 in 5 of the last 9 Dega races. He's plus 1,800 to win.
I think I have a pretty good fantasy lineup. for this week based on my uses.
I
And I
am
can explain.
going all in on people that I've not used before, which means
I am
I am
going, so
blaming
I
you.
have 3 out of 5 uses. And I'll tell you my uses as well. I have Blaney. This is going to be my third use. I have Logano. It's going to be my third use. Cindric, my first use. Elliot, my fourth, second use. I have 4 out of 5 uses. And then Kozlowski, my first. And then Bubba, this is going to be. I have 2 out of 5 left, but I don't think he's someone I'd put in at Martinsville or Phoenix, so I might as well. So,
I think you're gonna line one like mine. I kind of went stupid. I'm not gonna lie to you.
you what?
So I think you're gonna like mine. I kind of went stupid. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
I've only gone with guys that I have not used at all before in their playoffs. So my starting five are Blaney, which is a little surprising to me that I haven't used him. Keselowski, Stenhouse, Austin Dillon, and Justin Haley. And then in my garage, I have Kyle Busch. Now,
I get you should put Austin Hill
forgot.
in.
Huh? Do what?
Austin Hill, put him in.
I thought about it, but Kyle Busch has pretty good odds, and I'm going to go on that for once.
Might as well. It's a
Also, Ricky
it's
Stenhouse
place to.
Jr. won this race last year. I just noticed. So
Oh.
that'd be a good time for him to repeat. But I got through Blaney, Keselowski, Stenhouse, and I was like, I was like, you know what? Austin Dillon has backed into a Daytona win. I think, right? Wasn't it the Clash or the summer race a couple years ago when it rained? And he was in the front.
Yeah, a while ago, though.
Yeah, it was, admittedly. But it has happened. Justin Haley, another summer Daytona race that got rained out, but also has, they both have a win at a drafting track. And then Kyle Busch, who's just been good historically, except for 500. But we're not at Daytona, it's been fun.
I
So I
like it.
decided, yeah. And I wanted to go with guys that like, right, because. I know that's your strategy during the regular season, drafting tracks. Pick a guy that you're never going to use again
Right.
because it doesn't matter. It's Daytona. They're probably going to finish decently well.
I'm picking guys who need to run well and people who I'm not going to sacrifice a use for the next 2 races after using today. It's people that
Yeah.
I can afford to use and still use them in the next 2 weekends if I feel like I need to. Based on how they qualify. I just do my matchups. I never did that.
You want to know how much money you win if you bet $100 on BJ McLeod?
30,000.
30,000.
Yeah.
That's
Wild,
insane.
right?
Ridonkulous. All right, you want to play our little game now?
What's our game?
So we have 40 cars on the entry list for Talladega, which means no one will go home. We have a returning guest to the Cup Series. Do you know who that might be?
A returning guest.
Correct. Not like a guest, like he's been here before. He raced for a long time. You want to try
JJ
and guess who
Yeley.
it is and then we'll play the game?
Is it not JJ Yeley?
It's not. No, JJ raced last week. And JJ's been kind of off and on all year. I think his most
Is
recent start was. I think his most recent start was not long ago. I want to say he raced the Roval.
was it
Maybe last year.
Alfredo?
Nope. Alfredo runs for Beard, so he's at pretty much every plate race, at least Talladega. Do you want to know what number I
Casey
think he's
Mears.
most? Yes, Casey
You were
Mears.
say the 13 Geico car.
I was gonna say, yeah, and I was gonna ask you if you wanted to know the number he was probably most famous for driving. It'd be the 13.
I remember
So,
we talked about this like a couple days ago when he announced.
yeah. So the game is, where do you think, and this is gonna, I think, what starts us doing Big Brain next year, is where do you think Casey Mears is gonna finish?
I bet you he finishes the race.
Yeah. I'll be honest, it doesn't tell me much.
But it does.
It does, but it doesn't.
But honestly, the way the plate tracks have been going, a lot of the pack has finished.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I think he'll get a top 20.
Yeah. Pick a
P18.
number. P18.
18.
I want you actually. Do you have your notebook still?
Yeah.
Want you to write this down. If we are within let's see. If we get the position correct, it's 5 points. If we are within five positions, so if I say P20 and he finishes P25, or he finishes P15, if we are within five positions, it's 3 points. And if we are in within 10 positions, 1 point. And if we're outside of that range,
Okay. I
you said
said,
P18.
yep.
I'm gonna go, I'm gonna be honest with you, P31.
Okay.
Just, I don't know. I saw Casey Mears was in the field, and I was like, why not make a fun little game out of it?
That's pretty sick. I like it.
Yeah.
Only one way to find out. Tune into the NASCAR race Sunday on NBC
That
at
is
Talladega.
correct. And then tune into
After
Bump and
that.
Runners next week and hear our reactions to where Casey Mears finished, and as
Follow the
well as,
TikTok, Instagram, YouTube over there. Follow him,
yeah.
follow me. Names are there.
I bumped my microphone. I really hope no one can hear that because it kind of hurt my finger.
I didn't hear anything. I bump my microphone all the time, and I think people hear it. But on that note, thank you for watching the Bump and Rush podcast. I've been Scott.
Thank
This
you
is
so much for
Cameron.
joining us. What did you say? Did you say that you're me?
Nope.
Oh, it sounded like you said, "This is Scott and I'm Cameron."
I might have.
That's okay. Thank you, everyone,
Only
so
you
much for
caught it. No
watching.
one else caught it. No one else would have got it on the that was like
No, they probably wouldn't have.
no one else would have caught it if he didn't say anything.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, YouTube viewers, for watching. We will see you all next week. Enjoy the race.
Bye, Greg.